Inspiration is to be experienced. We experience it as another extends their inspiring self-heart to us. We experience it as we extend our inspiring self-heart to another. We can experience it directly through our inspired heart. Inspired seeing is seeing that nothing blocks the flow of inspiration. Nothing. A person who appears ugly to us through our sight, hearing, smelling, or touching, and judgment as we perceive them with the cubical self-mind, we now see with vision through our inspiring self-heart. Judgments fall away, and we literally see their inspired self. The cubical self-mind's use of the body's senses is replaced with inspiration's use of the body's senses. Being the body is simply a channel and will follow the directions of the cubical self-mind or the inspired self. The dispirited judgment of the cubical mind distorts. Inspiration sees through and beyond. It is not required that we agree with the person's behavior or words in the world or ascribe to their value system. This is not the world of true inspiration. It is that we are willing to see this person through and beyond all of that into his or her inspiring heart. Now this person is being seen truly. Do you not want to be seen? How we see another is a reflection of how we see ourselves. The cubical self-mind revolts against such ideas as these. Nonsense, nonsense, shouts the cubical self. I have to judge people to keep my world safe. Not everyone has an inspired self, you know. Guess what? Yes, we do. Now, not everyone is willing to open themselves to inspiration and actually trust this helper. That cubicle self can be one tight cubicle. So, when the darkness of the cubicle closet seems to be coming upon you through another person, immediately call upon inspiration and use your inspiring self-heart to stay focused on peace. Just tell the cubicle darkness that you are not interested in what it's selling and keep your focus on the peace of your inspiring heart. When we are willing to experience the inspired self, we will see it everywhere and everyone, and we will thank everyone too. Because as we see the inspired self in another, now we feel it in ourselves. Beyond that, when we see the inspired self in others, they will at some point in time, maybe not right now, experience it in themselves. When? When they let themselves be inspired to be truly helpful. They may choose to turn their back on inspiration and go on living in cubicle darkness and not be inspired to be truly helpful, but inspiration is always shared, even if we are not aware of it, even if we do not see it. All we are asked to do is our part, not another's part. Don't even try to do another's part. That's a cubicle job. It is a cubicle job that will keep you from doing your true part and keep others from doing their part. And gee, wouldn't you know, that is the cubicle plan. It is not the world's rules and consequences that are up for revision here. After all, the cubicle self needs a lot of rules and laws and consequences, and so it shall have them in its experience of aloneness in its cubicle. Such as it is.